Blog Talk Radio.
Well, blessings and greetings and blessings, blessed souls, Danzo Sugumin, and we're live because we want to stay alive in Tort Chaim, Chesed Rachamim. We try to segue with a song, Tamim, by Rabbi Michael Zerbib, from Zera Emmet Records, and apparently it didn't work, so hopefully the future show will try to start the show with that. And this is the 97th show, SOCLA, SOL being an acronym for S70. Oldest to original U, universal L laws, the seven Noahide commandments, Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, tersely to be described right now, before your blessed mind, ear, heart, and Tzelem Elohim, divine image, blessed souls. Number one, not to blaspheme the name of the Creator with the name of the Creator. Not to blaspheme the Creator with the name of the Creator. Number two, not to serve or engage in acts of idolatry. Number three, not to commit premeditated acts of murder. Number four, not to commit acts of adultery. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat the limb of an animal while still alive. And number seven, to raise up statutes which are intellectually feasible for one in the context of a Torah instruction, mishpatim as we would call them, ordinances, in order to strengthen the other six commandments, and also to engage in various acts which we know makes sense, like being kind to the poor, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, enabling those who have special needs. With that being said, blessings, we're going into the second presentation, my humble efforts to actually present, which is considered to be a formidable work in the the world of Torah Chassidus Chabad. It's called Bashah HaKadimu, and it was in the time that the nation of Israel had prefaced before the receiving of the Torah at Mount Sinai, over 3,323 years ago. We will do, and then we shall understand. In our first presentation, we talked about the concept of crowns, and that two crowns were bestowed to the nation of Israel before the giving of the Torah. And then we talked about, from a midrash, that the Most High was crowned every day by angelic realms, and one he gives to himself, and two he gives to his children. But there's another type of crown, blessed souls, which is known as the three crowns of distinction as delineated in the ethics of our fathers. And these three crowns are the crown of Torah study, the crown of Kahuna, priestlyhood, the one engaged in the service of the Most High, because we all know it's pretty clear that there's no standing temple in Jerusalem right now. And then the crown of kingship, which is, again, not something which is applicable directly today, but can understood through various means of servitude to the Most High and fellowshipping with other blessed human beings. But then that perky, I was brought out a fourth crown that talked about the idea of the crown of a good name. And that actually, according to the teachings of Perky Avot, the ethics of our fathers of Israel, the teacher sages of the last couple thousand years plus, that this idea of a good name, which on the street we would call a good reputation, based on one's thought, speech, and action, interacting with the Most High, and of course, fellow human beings. Now, this is something which is above all the other three crowns, the crown of Torah, the crown of servitude, of priesthood, and the crown of kingship. Now, these three crowns, as we continue with our new perspectives today, for those of you who've never learned this teaching, and most people haven't, I've only been learning it for the past 5 or 6 years, that there is to be considered within the three crowns, crown of Torah, crown of kingship, and crown of kahuna, of priesthood or servitude, that each one occupies a line in the service to the Most High and fellowshipping with other people. So, as it's presented here in this Hasidic teaching by the Rebbe Rishab, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Shalom Dov Ber, who lived from 1860, until they went to the next level of life in 1920, that we see that the crown of kahuna, of priesthood, or I would say servitude in our days, is through the right line, so to speak, the right polarity of one's engagement and service to Hashem and fellowship with others. But it's known that the attribute of a Kohen is, as according to inner dimensions of Torah, is the quality of kindness. And also kindness is an expression of revelation. As well, kindness as an expression of revelation is associated with that time period in each 24-hour cycle as day. So the idea of the serving one as a Kohen, which is today allegorically attainable by any Ben Yisrael or Bas Yisrael, son or daughter of Israel, and any Ben or Bas Noach, son or daughter, descendant, direct descendant of Noah and his three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, which all of us are, all of these attributes are attainable by just keeping in mind that this is a servitude and a voda, as we say, a service of kindness, of revealing this kindness, and this kindness should be as bright and as apparent as any part of the 24-hour cycle, which we call day. Now, when we talk about the idea of the crown of kingship, this is going down the right pole, as we talk about the crown of kingship, Keser Malkut, or Keter Malkut, we talk about the left polarity, the left pole. This dimension of kingship is essence of the idea of constructing, building, developing. And it must come actually from the left side, which is associated from the sephiriotic title called Gevurah, or Mea Gevurot. And restrictions or might are in fact a necessary component to manifesting what are known to be as the worlds of thought, speech, and action. And if anything is going to manifest from the worlds or into and as the world of thought, speech, and action, it must come from that level of kingship or rulership or domination from the world above the world of thought, speech, and action, which, blessed souls, is known as Olam Atzilut, the world of intellect. So our construction of our thoughts, our construction of our speech, our construction of our actions must be dictated by a more sublime type of intellectual cognitive awareness emanating out of the Olam of Atzilut, the world of emanation. And as it travels downward, we know that not everything we say is everything we thought prior to what we said it. And not everything we thought about was able to contain fully the intellect that was interfacing with our thought process. So there's a matter of constriction and restraint, and this is associated with the idea that in the development of a kingship, of a country, although the idea to develop a country or to build a country is certainly one of expansive consciousness, the actual details, the nuts and bolts, so to speak, of the individual country's design, the landmass, and the laws has to be based on the idea of limiting certain ideas to the exclusion of including others. And therefore, that's why the crown of kingship is associated with the left line or left polarity. So far right now, blessed souls, we've been dealing with two polarities, a sort of bipolar depiction. And I'm not referring to bipolar in terms of mental health or mental illness. May we be spared of such maladies. But the idea of how there is a balance, the right and left, parallel each other. However, what happens if there is too much kindness and not enough severity or might, or if there's too much might and severity and not enough kindness? Well, that's where the idea, blessed souls, as the Rebbe Shab continues, is the idea of Keser Torah, which is the middle line, the middle polarity, which serves as a balance between the two. Because in order to have a country or an idea or a project developed with a balance that it can be presented to the others, that others want to latch onto it, it must contain the elements of kindness, Keser Kuhuna. It must also have contained within it the elements of Keser Malkus, some sort of restriction or might within it. But to balance it, we need the Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, which is the middle line. So it's truly a means as an intermediary to make sure that either polarity is not going overboard. And so with that being said, blessed souls, with us considering now three crowns, the crown of kingship, the crown of Torah, and the crown of Kuhuna, of servitude, priestlyhood, we have to boil it back down to one basic question. What is Keser, the concept of crown itself? I mean, you know, I live in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York. There's a Crown Street where I live. There's a Crown butcher store. There's different titles associated with the idea of crown. But what is crown according to the inner dimensions of Torah? Ending up here today, blessed souls, let's look at some quick, terse definitions of it, and then hopefully in future shows we can expand on it. So one understanding of the concept of Keser is from the expression of waiting, Lashon Hamtana. And the idea, or the intention is that a person who bears the crown of Hamtana, of waiting, patience, you might say, you could also, well, Sablanut is more associated with the word of patience, but the idea of waiting, the crown, bearing the crown of being a good waiter, which also implies one has good faith in the waiting process, not to think in this place at all, but to wait until there becomes a dispersion of that thing which you want to see manifest in your life, and hopefully be a healthy thing that you want to be, you want to have manifested. Also, the idea of Keser, a crown, is an expression of quietude, as there is an expression in Torah, wait for me and be quiet from saying anything. As well, there's this idea of delay. So within the concept of waiting, there is quietude, or ceasing from speech, and there's also delay. But also another characteristic of what a good crown is one who has good hope, blessed souls. And I hope that we will continue in this matter, aside from just adding one more nugget, that the another dimension of Keser is, as we understand it, a crown. That which is worn upon the head, and we'll go into that more hopefully in the next show. What is the idea of a crown on one's head, and what does a crown on one's head have to do with a crown that is connected with the chaining down of all the worlds of intellect, the worlds of speech, the worlds of thought, the worlds of action, and also as a crown to the worlds that even precede intellect. This is Danza Sigurman signing off, wishing everyone has a great day. We have a caller in. I'm sorry, whoever you're calling from, 325, but we're about to end the show. This is a very truncated version. We're going to end up with Take Care, My Son by David Dom. Hopefully we will have the audio. And you know what? We'll skip that. Yes, caller, we have about 90 seconds. Can you identify yourself? Well, I guess you're not going to identify yourself. Hello, caller. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, blessed souls, we had a couple of goof-ups there in terms of trying to segue the music. We'll try one more time to segue the music out of the show with David Dom. Take care, son. Let's see if this can work. Actually, we'll try one more time with David Dom's. David Dom's song, Take Care, My Son, which I'd like to incorporate at the end of each one of these programs, concerning the seminal teaching of 5672, the Mimer, B'Shachar Dimo. Let's see here, Take Care, My Son, and let's see how that comes out. We'll play for about 2 minutes, and everyone have a beautiful day.
Thank you.